We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. And yes, thank God it's Friday. And today's Friday, Johnny Marks and Ike Reese live from Chickie's in Pete's in South Philadelphia on National Crab Meat Day. I like crab meat.
It's fitting that we're here on Crab Meat Day. What better place to be than Chickie's and Pete's?
No doubt.
On National Crab Meat Day.
Yeah, but you would ask this question. I think it's valid. Who decides it's National Crab Meat Day? Is this a unilateral decision by Pete? Does the crab meat industry decide this? Is this just something he made up for the day? Because I've also seen, it's always something. National Pancake Day, National Biscotti Day, National Whatever Day. Who decides it?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Whoever's first to put it out there.
Yeah, so today's, hey, it's National Crab Meat Day. It means you can get $9.95 crab nachos or $12.95 crab pizza at Chickie's and Pete's. We're at South Philly. What's going on, everybody? A lot of Eagles moves today already coming down. And then something that I don't know, you picked up on this earlier, and we'll get to it in a second. It involves Nick Foles and some comments he made at an Arizona basketball game last night. We'll get to that in a second, but the big story in the latest news here is not that Torrey Smith is gone, Ike, because I don't think that anybody in this town thought he was coming back at $5 million and kind of how he produced over the course of a full season, but the fact they were able to trade him, and not only did they trade him, but they got a cornerback who seems like he's got some upside, a younger guy, third-round pick in 2016, a guy that's played by the name of Daryl Worley, who, by the way, is a Philadelphia native, went to Penn Charter.
How about that?
West Virginia. And it has a
Mountaineer.
He's a Mountaineer. Okay. I'm not going to hold that against him.
Mountaineer.
But he has 2 years remaining on his contract. So now you have Ron Darby, last year of a contract. Daryl Worley, also a young player, 2 years left on a contract. Jalen Mills, couple years left on a contract. Seems like you have a lot of cornerbacks here.
Yeah.
Russell Douglas.
Yeah.
Sidney Jones.
A lot of young ones, too. And so a few that you have for the next few years, including Douglas and Jones, who you just drafted last year. You got the rights to Jalen Mills for 2 more years. This kid they just traded for, you have for 2 more years. He came out in the same draft as Jalen Mills. Ron Darby, who you traded for this past year, you got for 1 more year.
Mm-hmm. Right,
you got Patrick Robinson, who's a free agent this year, right?
Yeah, someone's getting traded.
Well, here's the thing: if you trade for this kid, I haven't watched enough of him. He started 25 games in his career, so that certainly is a plus. I don't know where he fits at in the grand scheme of things, but do you trade for this kid and re-sign Patrick Robinson?
Probably not.
Right, so I don't know.
Or he's there as leverage or insurance in case that Robinson doesn't resign, right? It's another guy. What did you really give up for him?
Nothing.
He's not making a lot of money.
No, I'm just saying you got a crowded room is what I'm saying.
Yes, you do.
You got a crowded room with players that there's still some untapped talent there. How do you get to realize that untapped talent if there aren't any defined roles on the team?
Yeah, they got
to
play.
Yeah, the more guys you add to the room, the more clouded the situation gets.
Well, today we're gonna pick out a goodbye song to Nick Foles because I'm telling everybody he's as good as gone. Nick Foles is leaving Philadelphia. He will be traded.
But Torrey Smith doesn't get a goodbye song.
He will not be here. And now we need a secondary song for Torrey Smith. We can go more sentimental with Nick Foles, and we'll take your suggestions. But also Torrey Smith, we need the. Well, I wouldn't do a na 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 na. Na 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 na.
No, that's not nice.
Because they won the Super Bowl.
Well, he played a big role in it.
He did.
He had some big catches in that Super Bowl.
He did.
To help extend the drive. So we know he was hit or miss. He was hit or miss all year.
He got better
long.
Towards the end of the year.
Yeah, he made big catches in the Minnesota game.
He did.
So
that's what I'm saying.
But he was hit or miss.
So you don't want to give who would get a. See, this is Nick Foles.
Who is this? I don't know who is this.
Ben, who is this? Is this your iPod?
Sarah McLachlan.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is on your Spotify, I bet. So this would be Nick. See, you can't go that sentimental with Tori. You also don't want to be disrespectful. You don't want to be mean. It's not like try to think of a player, an Eagles player that left, and you're just kind of like good riddance.
Oh, hell, I can give you a list of those. Nnamdi, Jason Babin.
Yeah, but even like there's anger goodbye, and then there's kind of like, yeah, goodbye. You know, I don't even want to say goodbye, but we have to have a song
for
it.
Well, we just won the Super Bowl. We shouldn't be angry about anything.
No, and then this goodbye is like, hey, man, it was fun while it lasted, you know? Like, all right, yeah, we won.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tori.
Listen, he may not have been what some hoped he would be, but he contributed.
He gave me enough, considering it was a one-year contract. You can get rid of him pretty much after that. He made big plays in the playoffs.
Yes.
Yeah, so I say goodbye to him.
Yeah, he contributed. Yeah.
Maybe like not end of the road, boys to men. See, that's we're getting the Nick Foles goodbyes. All right, so you heard the trade. Who's the odd man out? That's my question, because there's going to be an odd man out here, Ike. Is it not re-signing Patrick Robinson? Is it Ronald Darby getting traded because they've decided, we didn't really like what we saw out of Ronald Darby, and he's going to be a free agent after the season, so let's try to get something now.
Right.
Is it Jalen Mills because they recognize he has some value, but they're looking for a slot guy? Is it something else? 888-729-9494. And give us your goodbye song for Torrey Smith because he's traded. Darryl Worley, 6'1", 205. Ran a 4.48 coming out of college. So he's
good speed.
Good speed. Third-round draft pick in 2016. Last year had 2 picks and a sack. Has experience. You mentioned he started 26 games. Mm-hmm. Here's my question. Why are the Panthers trading him for Torrey Smith? Like, that seems like pretty good value and upside for a young player that's still affordably under contract.
Yeah.
For a guy that I know they need wide receivers in Carolina, but he's not necessarily a guy I'd be giving up value to get. If he was out there on the market, I'd take him.
I agree. And I can't think of the new GM's name down there in Carolina.
Hurley.
Hurley, yeah, okay.
Marty Hurley.
Yeah, he's been with them for a little while. I don't know. I don't know. You know, that old saying of one man's trash is another man's treasure. You know what I mean? They may view Torrey Smith as a guy that can come in and give them. They still regret letting go Ted Ginn Jr., right? They let Ted Ginn Jr. go after Cam Newton had his MVP season. He goes to New Orleans, and look what he does for Drew Brees down there in New Orleans.
He's a big play guy.
He still can play. Yeah. Still has speed. That track guy. This is the thing with those track guys, man. Those track guys never lose their speed. And even when they lose a step, they can afford to lose a step because they're still faster than most guys out there. And that's what Ted Ginn Jr. is. That's what Torrey Smith was sort of likened to be, minus the special teams ability.
He had straight line speed.
Yeah, Ted Ginn has special teams ability as well.
Yep.
But Torrey Smith was supposed to be a guy that stretches your defense, long ball type of guy with track speed. Problem is, does not catch the ball consistently.
No, he didn't. Not this year.
And we saw it on full display.
It was big maddening drops, too.
It was maddening at times.
Yeah, he had some big drops, too.
I mean, it was maddening.
But by the end of the year, he was doing just fine.
Yeah, he made some plays in the postseason. He really did. Yep. He made some catches in the postseason.
That's why we give him a good song.
Come on, man. He caught that tip ball before the half against Atlanta.
All right, can we get into the Nick Foles stuff? I'm bored by the Darryl Worley and Torrey Smith thing.
Okay.
But it's good. It's still there.
We got our starting corner. Mr. Boredom.
No, maybe. But if you got a starting corner for Torrey Smith, then I don't know what I'm gonna Howie. I don't know what I'm gonna do to Howie.
We're acquiring players. We don't know who the hell is still leaving the team yet, though.
We don't. Well, that's what I'm saying. Who's the odd man out?
Yeah.
Very talkable. 888-729-9494. But so
what you got on Nikki Six?
You broke this story earlier today, Ike. Via text message, yes. Mm-hmm. You're watching one of your shows. Who had it?
Undisputed.
Undisputed.
Nick and, not Nick, Skip and Shannon.
Skip and Shannon.
Yep.
And they're talking about Nick Foles because Nick Foles was at the Pac-12 tournament, is in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. And Nick Foles happened to be there to root on his Wildcats.
Right.
And he was approached by a reporter. And what was the line of questioning with the reporter, Ike?
I don't know. Ben, talk to him.
His name's Josh Peter of USA Today, and we're going to actually have him on coming up.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, about 2:40.
Okay.
But Ben, what did he essentially say? Do we have the sound, or do we not get the go-ahead from that?
No, so we can't get the sound because what happened is Nick Foles goes to the Pac-12 tournament to root on Arizona. And he goes there hoping, like he could have a year ago, maybe stayed anonymous. Like he was hoping he could just go with his family, sit there, enjoy himself.
Lou, dude, could you just tell us what the reporter said, dude? John already set the story up. Let's go.
Yeah. He wasn't listening. Go ahead, Ben. What did he say?
I don't want to talk about anything. It's the offseason. I just want to stay out of it.
Yeah, he wants to stay out of it.
Yeah.
Ask him, what's going on with the Eagles? What's happening? I just want to stay out of it.
Yeah, see, to me.
You know what that means, Ike? Nah, 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 nah. Hey, hey, hey. Goodbye. It's two opportunities now that he could have, even if he wanted to give a thoughtful answer, that would just be like, hey, listen, I don't know what's going to happen in the future. I'm under contract with the Eagles right now. We just won the Super Bowl. I'm enjoying that. We'll see what happens in 2018. Instead, he's just no commenting.
I tell you what else I find. A little, I didn't notice it really until the day when I started thinking about this a little more after hearing these comments that Nick is really basically saying he wants to stay out of it and doesn't want to really answer the question or what have you. Like for a guy who has become an iconic sports figure in this town, he is the biggest hero in town right now, delivering that Super Bowl championship as the MVP of that team, the postseason run that he had. He's not back here and sort of embracing all of this newfound adulation and
he's not ringing the bell like Carson Wentz.
Celebrity status. You know, he does some national things. He's done some national.
He did Ellen and Jimmy and Kimmel.
Yeah, he's done things outside of the city. But I find it a little weird that, you know, I get Jason Kelce everywhere. You know, Michael Kendricks.
BG.
You know, the fellas, yeah, they're out. BG's out ringing the bell. Hell, even Carson Wentz rang the bell at the Sixers game. But Nick is sort of stayed away from the city. And I don't.
He stayed away from everything. He's disappeared.
And I'm wondering. Here we go. Well, it can mean several different things that we don't have any absolutes about, but it can mean several different things. And I'm wondering if he is deliberately, at least I get the feeling that he's deliberately sort of staying away from having a bunch of praise heaped on him here. Like, I don't know if he, does he want to come? I wonder if it feels uncomfortable to him a little bit, knowing that this is Carson Wentz's team. He said that, which essentially makes it Wentz's town. But if he were to be here and he's out everywhere and he's out having dinner or he's at the game or what have you, that would sort of turn it a little bit in his favor, right? It turned it sort of – is it two quarterbacks town?
Yeah, it's probably better that he does stay away. Because think about it. If this was me, yeah. I'd be sitting there and I'd be smiling cheek to cheek saying, yeah, this is Carson Wentz's team.
Right.
Like, right now it's Carson Wentz's. Yeah, this is Carson Wentz's team, right? Mm-hmm. But knowing that I'm in a very good position being the Super Bowl MVP and I'm going to be traded or a free agent, I'm going to go somewhere and start, right? Just his silence on the matter. A, I think it shows you a lot about Nick Foles to where he just doesn't want the controversy. He doesn't want to have to answer the questions because every time he's asked the question, it's very easy to answer the question.
I wonder why it would be controversy. Like, why would it be controversy?
Because everybody's asking and we're analyzing his answer.
Well, we almost expect him, right, to want to leave. Like, most people, even outside of Philadelphia, find it reasonable. Like, most people would say, it's time for him to go cash in.
Well,
like, your value will never be as high as it is right now.
We say that. We'll get callers today that said he'll take less money to stay and be the backup because he loves it here and he doesn't want to be a starter.
That's what they hope.
That's what they're saying. We've been saying, like, hold on, just think about it. If you, your whole life you wanted to be a quarterback and you had a taste of being a Pro Bowl quarterback and then it went downhill when you got traded. Now you come back and you're the Super Bowl MVP. You're telling me you're okay with just going, you're okay with being a backup again? Of course you're not.
Yeah.
Any games that he plays in Philadelphia in 2018, he has a chance of hurting his value. If you're his agent or if you're a sane individual, you know now is the time to go elsewhere. And Howie Roseman knows that too.
Yeah, and that's why I don't get why it would be controversial. It would be semi-understandable. I mean, like, it would be understandable. He's not going to do it. He's going to do it in a tactful manner. He's not going to disrespect Carson. He's not going to disrespect the city. He's not going to disrespect the team. He's going to be complimentary to his teammates, to the you know, to the organization for basically, you know, taking him off life support and giving him an opportunity to sort of revive his career.
Right.
And he's going to do that. Like, who wouldn't? He knows this is Carson Wentz's team. We all know that.
He knows it.
Like, I don't understand what an issue would be if he sort of gave some sort of a hint to he would be open to playing someone else or restarting his career or getting the chance to see if he can take his team to a Super Bowl, do it somewhere else with his own team. Like, I don't think that would be a bad thing.
Well, that's what I would say.
And I don't think it would be controversial. Like, who is it going to piss off?
Maybe he just doesn't want to handle that conversation. Like,
right.
You can handle that conversation. I can handle it. I could say, hey, listen, it's a possibility that Howie's going to trade me. This is Carson Wentz's team.
Right.
I just won the Super Bowl. I was Super Bowl MVP, so there probably are some teams interested out there. And I right now I'm a Philadelphia Eagle, and I'm happy being a Philadelphia Eagle. And if that particular situation comes up, we'll address it at that moment.
And if it doesn't come, I'm more than happy with coming back here and fulfilling the same role that I did this past year, which is doing whatever the team needs me to do. If that means be a starter or be ready to start when Carson Wentz is in there as a starter, that's what I'm ready to do. I'm good either way.
I could handle
like,
it.
And I don't think anybody –
And then the question would be –
That wouldn't be controversial.
Nick, do you want to be a starter? Do you think that you should be the starter for the Eagles?
Now, see, that's different.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what he's going
to
get.
Well, do you want to be the starter and do you think you should be the starter for the Eagles is two different questions.
But that's what he's going to get. If he's here for the camps after the draft,
it's not hard for him to say this is Carson Wentz's team. He's the starter of this team.
All right, we'll talk about it coming up. We're already late. 888-729-9494.
He said that.
Yeah,
he said that already. It's Carson's team.
If he's here
it was before he became Super Bowl MVP.
Agreed. If he's here after the draft at those camps, then he's going to be here because they
sure.
had the.
I got to wait for somebody to get injured.
It's easier to answer questions because now he's here.
Sure, he doesn't know right now.
Right now, he doesn't feel comfortable answering those questions, and the only possible reason that, or at least what makes the most sense to me, is that he doesn't want to be here.
Right.
And he wants to be a starter and sign a new contract elsewhere.
And he thinks he's going to offend someone if he says it.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Or he. Maybe that's just his agent said, just stay out of it, lay low. He knows Allen's not going to be asking questions. He knows Jimmy
right.
Kimmel's not going to follow up on a question about
right.
it. And if he comes on with us, we're going to ask him follow up and follow up and follow up and try to trap him into something. 888-729-9494.
That's what you would do.
Yeah, because I want to know. I want to know what he's thinking
that's
right
not
now.
That's what I would do.
Well, that's why, yeah, that's what my role is here, to be the to be the jerk. So right now I want a song for Nick Foles to say goodbye, and I want a song for Torrey Smith that we can say goodbye to him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.